Good morning. Welcome to this morning's service. It's good to have you join us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this new day. We thank you for your goodness to us. We want to give you our praise at the beginning of this day, for you are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we lift our hearts to you now. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 100, verses 3 to 5. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Our first song picks up on that about his faithfulness. Let's sing a great hymn of praise to our God. Great is thy faithfulness.
Change it.
Amen. Let me pray now. Open our ears, Lord, to hear what you want to say to us. Amen. Right. Smells. They're evocative, aren't they? They can make us feel happy, hungry, disgusted. Sometimes a smell makes us remember something. There are lots of words for smell. Aroma, scent, fragrance, perfume, odour, stench, pong. What smells, what aromas do you like? Estate agents suggest things to make your house more inviting to potential buyers, don't they? Like baking some bread or brewing some fresh coffee. Did you take part in the bread making at Easter? Our house smelt wonderful. Smells can travel a long way, can't they? It's always easy to tell if there's a coffee shop nearby, especially if they're grinding coffee beans. A whole section of the high street or shopping centre will smell gorgeous. And as I've said, the smell of fresh bread or cakes spreads through the house. Or again, a high street if there's a bakery. My dad used to live in Cheshire, and one of the routes out of his town took us past a bread factory. That whole area smelt of it, and it was lovely. Or what about a florist shop or a rose garden? Heavenly scents. Or a barbecue. You always know if your neighbours are having one from the first moment it's lit, don't you? A very distinguishable smell. Or what about spices? The smell from spices in a market is just amazing. And especially if someone is cooking with spices. My tummy's rumbling. Smells can remind us of things too, of people or places or events. I know when we were sorting through my mum's clothes after she died, they smelt of her. And one of our daughters always remembers a holiday we had in Austria if she smells freshly made pine furniture, because the hotel we stayed at was all pine. And the same is true of bad smells. They can bring back bad memories. And now we have grandchildren, I'd forgotten how much dirty nappies smell. We're going to read a passage in a moment that refers to the triumphal victory processions that could be seen in Rome at the time of Jesus. When a general won a big battle, he would be heralded through Rome with an amazing, no expense spared parade of pageantry and show. The victorious general would be in a carriage pulled by white horses, followed by the spoils of the battle carried by laureled soldiers of his army, and then the rest of his victorious army all wearing laurels. And the crowd would cheer. Then came the conquered princes and generals of the province that had been seized along with their army, to be jeered at by the crowds. They were followed by priests with censers of burning spices, wafting the smoke and the aroma around until the whole city could smell the aroma of victory. It was a sight to behold, and smell, I should think. Close your eyes for a moment and imagine the scene. See the magnificent parade. Hear the crowds shouting in praise of the conquering general. Hear the jeering at the captives. What can you see? What can you hear? And what can you smell? Can you smell the air thick with burning spices, that aroma of victory? Open your eyes. We're going to read from 2 Corinthians. Paul is writing here. He hadn't been to Rome at this point in his life, but he would have heard others telling the stories of the magnificent parades in Rome. And he uses this as a metaphor for Christ's triumphal procession. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 to 16a. But thanks be to God, who always leads us as captives in Christ's triumphal procession and uses us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of him everywhere. For we are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To the one we are an aroma that brings death, to the other an aroma that brings life. As I slowly read the passage again, close your eyes and imagine the scene. What can you see? What can you hear? And what can you smell? Close your eyes. But thanks be to God, who always leads us as captives in Christ's triumphal procession and uses us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of him everywhere. For we are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To the one we are an aroma that brings death, to the other an aroma that brings life. Keep your eyes shut and I'll read the passage again, this time from the Message. Try to imagine yourself in the scene. In the Messiah, in Christ, God leads us from place to place in one perpetual victory parade. Through us, he brings knowledge of Christ. Everywhere we go, people breathe in the exquisite fragrance. Because of Christ, we give off a sweet scent rising to God, which is recognized by those on the way of salvation, an aroma redolent with life. But those on the way to destruction treat us more like the stench from a rotting corpse. Open your eyes. How was that? Did you manage to enter into the scene? Reading the scripture with imagination takes practice, but it can make scripture come to life. Did you hear the shouts from the crowds, cheering Christ as he triumphantly paraded through the city? And we are in the parade. He is parading us, says Paul, in his triumphal procession, leading us as captives, for we have surrendered to Christ. And now, says Paul, God uses us to spread the aroma of Christ. Or, as it's translated in the Message, we give off a sweet scent rising to God, which is recognized by those on the way to salvation, an aroma redolent with life. So how do you feel now? How does it make you feel to read that God is using us to spread the aroma of Christ? I'll be honest, the first thought I had was, do people smell Christ from me? What smell, what aroma do I leave when I leave a room? Am I smelly? In a good way. Do people know I'm a Christian? Do they see Christ? Do they smell Christ? If I'm to have the aroma of Christ, do I need to know him more and more? Spend time with him? Then maybe others will smell the aroma, be attracted to Jesus. I found this poem. Do You Know Him by Janet Martin. He is the lover of my soul. In life and death, he's in control. His love and mercy has no end. He is an everlasting friend. He is my stronghold. He helps me stand. He is my rock. He is my right hand. He is my shield, my fortress, my stay. More precious than gold, unfailing always. Do you know him, he who will bless the seekers of his righteousness? He is my shepherd, I am his sheep. He is my comforter when I weep. He is the vine, he is salvation, the beginning, the end, the God of creation. From everlasting to everlasting, the living bread within my fasting. He is the way, the truth, the life. He is hope within my strife. He is a father, kind and tender. Do you know him, my soul's defender? He is my deliverer, he is my king. He is my boasting, he is my wing. He is my refuge, my strength, my song, my help in trouble, my cornerstone. He is holy, he is judge, and his decree will never budge. He is the lion and the lamb, Alpha, Omega, and great I am. He is thunder, he is dove. Do you know this God of love? He is my defense. He is my light. He is day within my night. He is my healer. He is grace. He is the reaper we all will face. He is humility, glory, and power. He is undefeated in his darkest hour. Conqueror, victor, he is head of both the living and the dead. He is the bright and morning star. Do you know him, this dear Saviour? Do you know the one who died, the one with pierced hands and side? Do you know the one who bore the whole world's sin whilst he wore upon his brow a thorny crown as crimson love and tears flowed down? Do you know the one who cried, "It is finished," as he died to set the captive sinner free and give us life abundantly? Do you know him, this Holy One, Jesus Christ, God's precious Son? Do you know this friend of sinners who transforms losers into winners? Do you know this God of love? He's down below, he's up above. He holds the world within his hand. Do you know his love so grand? Do you know him in all you do? I dearly hope so, for he knows you. I think the author, Janet, knows him, don't you? How do we get to know him like that? Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 to 19 says, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart will be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. Paul says he keeps asking Father God to give the Ephesian church the spirit of wisdom and revelation. I'm heartened, encouraged to read that. If we ask, we will be given the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that we will know him better. It's not left all up to us. We just have to keep asking and listen to the Holy Spirit in us, teaching and guiding us, revealing God to us. Charles Spurgeon said of this passage, "The proper study of God's elect," that's you and me, "is God. The proper study of a Christian is the Godhead. The highest science, the loftiest speculation, the mightiest philosophy which can ever engage the attention of a child of God is the name, the nature, the person, the work, the doings, and the existence of the great God whom he or she calls his or her Father." Do you call God your Father? Then spend time in prayer, talking to and with him. Read the Word. Get to know him. Spend time in worship. Draw close to him. Spend time with other Christians. Learn with and from each other as you discuss life and study the Bible together. It's great to grow in our faith, and our vision of God grows when we talk with other Christians. And as Paul says, let's keep asking God to give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we know him better. And as we spend time with God getting to know him, people will smell the aroma of Christ and want to know him too. This prayer was used on the Lectio 365 app. It's a 5th century prayer from Augustine of Hippo. Let's pray. Grant me, even me, dearest Lord, to know you and love you and rejoice in you. Let the love of you grow every day more and more in me, that my joy may be full in you. Amen. Amen. Let's sing together. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Eyes of my heart, I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you. I want to see you.
to see you. Holy, 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 I want to see you.
We're going to come to a time of communion now. Let's draw near to the one who gave his all for us as we remember what Jesus did on the cross. Let's pray. We just sang, Lord, about wanting to see you. In this time as we meet around this meal, may we have the eyes of our hearts opened and see you afresh. May we recognize all that it cost for you, our dear Heavenly Father, to watch your Son die that horrendous death on the cross. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being willing to go through that, to obediently surrender to the Father's will and allow yourself to be brutally slain, all because you love us, your creation, so much. We confess now anything that has come between us, Lord. Forgive us, we pray. As we come now to this table, we give thanks for this bread and this juice, which represent your broken body and your shed blood, Lord Jesus. As we take these, will you minister to us, Holy Spirit? Fill us again with your love, and also with wisdom and revelation to know God better, to see again how much he loves us, and to be in awe again at the wonder of it. In Jesus' name, amen. So let's take the bread together, breaking it and giving thanks in our hearts, Christ's body broken for you. Let's eat and give thanks. And let's drink the juice, giving thanks that by Christ's shed blood we are made clean. Receive his forgiveness, Christ's blood shed for you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's respond by singing The Stand. Complete. Let's spend a little time now praying for our churches, our country, and our world. Let's pray. Lord, we bring before you our churches. As we ease out of lockdown, will you show the way you want us to go? Will you gather us back together to worship and praise you together and to glorify your name? May our neighbourhoods be blessed, we pray. And we pray for our country. We lift our Queen to you and ask she will know your presence with her. We pray for the government, guide their decisions. We lift the world to you, Lord. Particularly where there is war or conflict, we pray for peace in Jesus' name. And we pray for those whose lives are affected by war or disease or drought or famine. We pray your strength for agencies seeking to bring relief and comfort in your name. We also pray for India and other countries still fighting to get on top of the virus and their vaccination programs. Give wisdom and strength, we pray. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We'll finish our time together today by singing Build My Life.
Worthy of all.
Well, thank you for joining us this morning. Let me just say a blessing over us as we finish. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift his face towards you and smile on you and give you his peace. Amen.